This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
iRadio's group chat once again by Owen McGinn, who is a personal development coach. And Owen, I have to start with this. You actually inspired what might be the most uncomfortable thing I've ever done on this show or any show in general. My producer, Leah, for context, has been watching your socials all about pushing yourself out of your comfort zones and doing hard things. And she decided I needed a social challenge. So today, I was out on the streets of Galway hugging complete strangers. Can I ask how this awkward situation can potentially benefit me?
Yeah, so I believe, and what I will always praise, is doing things like this, going out of your comfort zone. It's not just about hugging strangers, and a lot of the ones that I do now that people see is me lying on the floor. It's not about these things. It's not about, is this stranger actually going to give me a hug? It's not about, is someone actually going to lie on the floor with me? It's about breaking the cycle. So many of us let fear stop us from doing the things that we want to do, and that doesn't just go with when we're walking about the street. That goes in our relationships. That could go in your job. It could go in your health and your fitness. We want to do things, but we don't have that get up and go for it. So the whole point of putting yourself out of your comfort zone and me showing that, and obviously now you showing that too, it's to get out of what I call maybe land. A lot of us are in a place where we are thinking about doing things, it's floating around our head, but we don't do it. And there was a quote I was once told, and it was really powerful. It's yeses are great because we know what we're going to do. No's are also good. People think no's are bad, but no's are good because we actually know what's happening as well. Maybes will kill you. So if you're sitting in maybe land, should I make this career jump? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I post on social media? Whatever it is you want to do, make that career jump. If we're sitting in maybe land, it drains us off energy. So the whole point of me and you now going out there and doing these things is to show people, break the cycle. Don't let fear stop you. Don't just try to do it. Don't just think about doing it. Don't just hope that your life will change. Take action. Make a decision that is going to be the catalyst that's going to push you into change. So ask for the promotion. Ask the person on the date. Sign up for that gym membership. Hire that coach. Do that thing that you've been pushing off. It's going to change your life.
I feel so empowered after this. It's interesting you use the word like energized in there. I feel like I have such high energy after it and I got out of my maybe land. And I'm curious, can we rewire our brain? Like, because I imagine that social rejection, which is something that we fear the most, is wired into us. Is it something that you can kind of train yourself out of? And was this my first step of doing that?
Well, obviously I'm no expert at inside brains and how they actually work, but all I know is from my own actions, my own decisions. Whenever you make a decision like that, you start to recognize patterns and you start to recognize, okay, and as you even said that before this here about, all right, you were afraid of doing it, but it wasn't actually that bad. It's about teaching our brain that these things that we think about, they're not that bad. That thing that you're afraid of, it's not that bad. And then you eventually start to recognize that pattern and it becomes easier. And it's not always going to be a case of, you feel completely confident. Like, I still go out and do these things, and sometimes I feel those feelings of nervousness, of being shy, of not being confident. But it's that I know from the pattern that, okay, I get this feeling, I get this emotion, I do it anyway. I ignore that emotion because that's my brain trying to keep me safe. It's like, it could be a tiger in the bush. But at the end of the day, there are no tigers in the bushes, but that's our brain signaling us with fear. Ignore that emotion. Thank it for protecting us. Ignore it. And then we get a reward. So you just start to recognize that pattern. Your brain starts to recognize that pattern. And from getting out of your comfort zone, from taking action, you're going to meet new people, which I suppose you did do.
Yes, you're also, I met many.
Yeah, and I would say that you felt very energetic after because you've proved yourself wrong. Your brain probably said, it's going to be horrible. But then you did it and you were like, oh my word, this is great.
It was actually amazing to see me breaking out of that pattern we're talking about and how it even impacted other people. And I imagine their patterns for their day, because I can't imagine they thought they were going out today to hug a random stranger. And then they did, and we like got chatting, and even one of them was like telling me about her life. I met so many different tourists as well from different parts of the world, and we all just had really frank and honest, interesting conversations. And it did show that this has a knock-on effect on other people, not just myself. But when you're doing social challenges, because I know you have done a lot more than me, here I am thinking that I'm a champion over here, my 15 minutes of an experience, I know you have them going on constantly. Do you ever get any mixed reaction from them, even like hate on any of the videos or things like that, of people just not quite grasping what you're trying to do?
Yeah, of course. And when you do something that is going to have an impact, as you said there, you were getting out there, other people were seeing what you were doing, and it like positively impacted their day, which is one of the most fulfilling, purposeful things you can do, which is impact someone else. Whenever you are impacting other people, there's going to be a group of people that won't understand it. And it's not a case of being like, oh, they're haters or they're horrible. Obviously, you're going to get a level of people that just don't like what you do. But that's always a reflection on them. It's always their problem, not my problem. If I'm going out and I'm doing something and they just decide, you know what, this guy's lying on the floor, so I'm gonna get annoyed about that. That's always their issue. But it's also about empathizing with them too, because they don't actually understand the why behind it. When you know the why, and obviously I know the why, and I presume you knew the why behind it, when you know the why from getting out of your comfort zone or what it's going to lead to, obviously I know when I do these videos, it has an impact on people. When you know the why, you're going to do it. But for them, they don't know the why. So they just see, oh, this person's lying on the floor trying to get attention, trying to gain all these views. So sometimes I actually understand where they're coming from. I'm like, okay, I understand that it looks that way. But whenever anyone listens to me in a podcast or listens to my podcast or sees my Instagram stories or sees me go live, then that's where they can actually get a bit of context behind it. Because anything on social media, whenever it's 10, 20, 30, 60 seconds of a clip of someone, that's never going to show truly who they are. So if someone doesn't understand truly who I am, of course, they're just going to naturally assume. So I guess my answer to that question is yes, hate will come. Yes, criticism will come. Sometimes a criticism as well. It's actually genuine criticism that you can use to improve yourself and improve how you do things. And sometimes there will just be people that hate for the sake of hating. But remember, it's their problem. It's not your problem. As long as no one's actually getting hurt, that's all that matters.
People are entitled to their views, I suppose. It's good that you use the word empathy in there, because you can understand to a certain level why people would have different views about things like that. This is a relatively new phenomenon that we've started to see spill over in social media now. People might have mixed reactions, but if people are inspired by you, possibly by me, even after my 15 minutes in the spotlight today, what should people be doing to push themselves out of their comfort zone this week? What's one small thing they could do?
One small thing I want everyone listening to this to do is next time they're at a shop or a coffee shop or wherever it is you go, if you're out for lunch, ordering lunch, just ask the person behind the counter, how is your day going? And don't just say it in a way of, oh, how are you? Say it and like look at them, how is your day going? And some people will look at you with two heads, or look at you like you have two heads, because they haven't actually been asked that, especially if you're in a busy city. And it'll probably be the first time they've been asked that. And like, actually be curious, be genuinely curious about their day. It's going to be out of the comfort zone for you. It'll also be slightly out of the comfort zone for them, but you will see the complete difference on not just how it impacts you, but how it will impact them and how it brightens them up. And as I said, the most fulfilling thing you can do, the most purposeful thing that you can do, is help other people and improve other people's lives. And that will come back to you as well. Like, I know I do that a lot of the time, and sometimes I'll ask someone in a busy coffee shop, like, how is your day going? And like, they'll answer it and we'll talk, and then they'll start being like, oh, do you want this? Do you want that? Do you want a straw on your, like, I got like a fizzy drink. They're like, oh, do you want a straw with that? Like, you be good to other people will be good to you. So yeah, just ask someone, how is your day going? And the second thing is know your why. Like, you'll see people online that are telling you to go to the gym or telling you to do this or telling you to do that, and people will end up like beating themselves up and be like, I can't believe I'm not doing this, all these people are taking all this action. But it's not for everyone. Like, your why is going to be different to someone else's why. So before you even think about, like, or before you even beat yourself up for not doing these things or not being productive or not having a really good routine, understand your why. Maybe your why, you don't need all these things. So understand what it is you're doing and why it is you're doing it. If you know the why, you're going to do it. Same way when you go to work, if you know you're getting paid for that, you're going to show up. If you weren't getting paid, it's probably less likely you're going to show up. And that goes with absolutely everything. So you're not going to get out of your comfort zone unless you understand fundamentally the why behind that. So make sure everything you do, you know the long-term impact that that's going to have. And for me, that's halfway to serve me. Number one, to build me up and build the best version of me. But then also number two, to help others to do the exact same. So that's always my why behind why I do anything. So yes, those are two things I'd say to do. Number one, ask the person, how is your day going? Number two, actually take a second to reflect on your why before even like being hard on yourself, because a lot of us are.
We're so hard on ourselves as humans. We're our own worst critics. I always say that. People are like, I'm always like, I don't think anyone could criticize me as much as I criticize myself. And I know that's the same across the board. Speaking of your specific why, though, if we look at your why, what are your next challenges that you are hopefully setting for yourself over the next little while to expand on all of this?
Well, for me, I've just came out of achieving some huge blocks for myself. I told myself that I wanted to like impact over 100,000 people on Instagram and gain that amount of following. And I started off the year with 25,000 followers. The month before, I was at, I think it was like 16,000 followers, but ended the year 25,000. I said, I want to hit 100,000 followers. And here we are a month later, and I'm at 150,000, just below. So I've already achieved that. So it's just to continue pushing that and continue impacting people in that way. Another thing for me that was really outside of my comfort zone was public speaking. So I had done all the rejection challenges. I had posted in social media. I got in the best shape of my life. I'd done all these things that I didn't think I could do. Public speaking is most people's number one fear. Like, they've done surveys and all, figured that out. And for me, that's something I hadn't tackled. So what I did back in September was I made what I would call an irreversible decision. I wanted to talk on a stage. I didn't just sit or hope that someone would just invite me onto a stage. I actually booked a castle to run an event called Catalyst. And just there in the start, at the start of January, I ran the event. There were 75 people at it, and I spoke on a stage. So that was something really massively outside of my comfort zone that I did myself. So now going into this year, it's just to keep having an impact on social media, and keep pushing myself, because then that sets me as a good example as well for my clients, because I've took on a lot of new clients as of recent. And it's important that I build the best version of me so they can see what I do, and they can then see that I'm walking the walk and do very similar. So yeah, I would say for the next year, it's continue pushing myself, continue getting out of my comfort zone, continue impacting as many people as possible and changing as many lives as possible. And also having fun while I do it, because there's so many people that push really hard in business or with social media, and they look back and they're like, I didn't even enjoy that journey. But I want to have it all. I want to enjoy the journey too, and I am enjoying the journey, and I enjoy every bit of it. I enjoy having conversations like this, being able to see what you're doing, being able to see what other people are doing when they text me on my Instagram messages, seeing my clients absolutely killing it. That's all really enjoyable for me. So keeping fulfilled while achieving these things, I think that's very important too.
Speaking of your journey, where can people follow along with your journey now, along with the other 150,000 people on social media and things like that?
Just my Instagram. So it's Owen McGinn 123, just E-O-I-N for Owen, but it should be in the episode title. And I also have a podcast, the Dialed In Podcast too.
I really appreciate you inspiring me, number one. Well, inspiring producer Leah to inspire me. I think that, in fairness, Leah has to be included in this. And congratulations on all of your achievements. Wishing you all the best for the goals that you have over the next couple of months. And I am sure that we will chat again on iRadio's group chat.
Thank you very much. Have an incredible day.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.